Welcome to the Deep Dive. It's so great to have you here with us today.
Absolutely. Really glad you're joining us.
Yeah, and if you're tuning in, you're likely the kind of person who wants to stay ahead of the curve.
Right.
You don't just want to know what's happening right now. You want to peek around the corner and see what's coming next.
Exactly.
Well, today, we aren't just peeking around a corner. We are staring down the barrel of a completely new digital reality.
It's a massive shift.
It really is. We're getting into a brand new guide published in March 2026 by the Technigene team.
And the title alone.
Yeah, the title alone should make anyone running a business online sit up and pay close attention. It's called Surviving the Zero-Click Crisis: AI Search Strategy for Businesses.
It's a heavy title, but it's accurate.
It is. The mission of our deep dive today is to explore a frankly terrifying new landscape for businesses. We're going to uncover exactly why your website traffic might be, just vanishing into thin air.
Even if you are doing everything right.
Exactly. Even if you are still dominating the search engine results pages.
Yeah.
And more importantly, we're going to walk you through the specific actionable strategies you need to actually survive this.
Right.
So, imagine the scenario for a second. Think about owning the absolute most popular store in your entire town.
Okay.
You have the biggest, brightest billboard. Everyone knows your brand. But one morning you wake up and realize the map maker has completely rerouted the main highway.
A road is just gone.
The road leading to your front door simply doesn't exist anymore. People are still asking for your products, but map maker is just handing them those products directly and sending them on their way.
Yeah.
That is essentially what is happening to your website right now.
It's a very fitting analogy, and it captures the urgency of the situation perfectly.
Yeah.
I want to set the stage here by making one thing crystal clear for you right at the outset. This drop in traffic you might be seeing on your analytics dashboards.
The one causing all the panic.
Right, that drop is not a glitch.
Yeah.
We aren't looking at a temporary algorithm hiccup that's going to just correct itself after a core update in a few weeks. What we are analyzing in this document is the most significant structural shift in search behavior since featured snippets were first introduced.
Wow.
We're witnessing a fundamental change in how information is retrieved, synthesized, and consumed. The traditional contract of the internet.
Where you search, get links, and click them.
Exactly. Where a search engine provides a list of links and the user clicks those links to visit the creators of that information, that contract is actively being rewritten.
Okay, let's unpack this because when we throw around a word like crisis, it can sound, a little dramatic,
Sure.
but the data here backs it up entirely. What is the actual scale of the drop-off we're looking at?
The numbers are staggering. Right now, 58.5% of all U.S. Google searches end without a single click to any website.
Wow, over half.
Over half. And that's up from 50% just 2 years ago. But that's just the baseline. For searches that actually trigger an AI overview, that zero-click rate skyrockets to 83%.
83%. So 8 out of 10 people.
8 out of 10 users are getting their answer and bouncing without ever visiting a publisher's website.
That is just brutal.
And the real-world impact on businesses is severe. Publishers are reporting organic traffic losses ranging anywhere from 20% to a catastrophic 90% since these AI overviews rolled out at scale.
A 90% drop.
Yes.
You could have a business that was thriving on Tuesday and basically invisible by Friday.
Precisely. And we really need to understand the why behind those numbers because that's where the true paradigm shift lies.
Right.
Historically, if your organic traffic dropped that drastically, you assumed you caught a penalty.
Or a competitor simply outranked you with better content.
Exactly. So you went to work to get your top spot back. But the underlying reality of the zero-click crisis is that your rankings might not have changed at all.
You're still number one.
You can still hold the absolute number one position for your most valuable keyword, but you are bleeding traffic anyway.
Because the traffic isn't going to a competitor.
Right. It's staying entirely on Google.
It never leaves.
The search engine is no longer just a map directing you to a destination. The search engine has become the destination itself.
Wow.
It's synthesizing your hard-earned content and serving it up so the user never has to leave the results page.
So we know the traffic is vanishing, but how exactly is the theft happening on a technical level?
The guide breaks down well.
Yeah, the Technigene guide breaks this down into three distinct mechanisms. The first one is obvious to anyone who has searched for anything recently, which is AI overviews replacing your content.
Yes, the AI overview is the most visible disruptor right now.
For sure.
When someone searches for something specific, say a complex B2B software integration, the AI doesn't just give them a list of SaaS companies anymore.
It reads everything for them.
Right. It reads the documentation and blogs of those companies behind the scenes, synthesizes the best advice into a neat summary, and puts it right at the top of the screen.
And the user gets their answer instantly.
They do. The user is happy, the search engine retains the user's attention, but the business that actually spent the time and capital to write that expert advice gets absolutely nothing.
Nothing at all.
The AI acts as a middleman that consumes your intellectual property but refuses to pass the customer along to you.
And what really stood out to me in the data is how fast this is encroaching on commercial territory.
Oh, it's incredibly fast.
By October 2025, 19% of commercial queries were already triggering these overviews. That's up from essentially zero the year before.
A massive jump.
This isn't just happening for simple questions like how to boil an egg. It's intercepting people with actual buying intent.
Which is exactly why the financial impact has been so immediate for businesses. It's intercepting the bottom of the funnel.
But it's not just Google doing this, right?
No, not at all.
Everyone is talking about the meteoric rise of platforms like ChatGPT and Perplexity. People are completely bypassing traditional search engines.
They are.
I mean, the guide states that 800 million people are now using ChatGPT on a weekly basis. With that kind of user base, it feels like ChatGPT is becoming the new front door to the internet.
Well, let's look at the actual referral traffic there, because those massive user numbers are a bit of a mirage for publishers.
Really?
Yes. 800 million people use ChatGPT, and yes, if we look purely at referral traffic coming from AI platforms, ChatGPT drives the lion's share at 78%.
Okay, and Perplexity?
With Perplexity bringing in about 15%.
Right, so they are definitely dominating the AI search space.
They are, but the Technigian data reveals a crucial caveat. Combined, all of these AI platforms only account for 1% of total publisher traffic.
Well, just 1%.
Just 1%.
Yeah.
So while your target audience might be asking ChatGPT for software recommendations instead of Googling them, the actual clicks you are getting back from ChatGPT are a drop in the bucket.
Wow.
The visits from these new AI platforms are growing, certainly, but they are nowhere near fast enough to replace the massive volume of traffic that Google's zero-click features are actively taking away from you.
That puts it in perspective.
The threat isn't that ChatGPT is stealing your traffic. The threat is that Google is keeping it.
That makes perfect sense. The volume just isn't there yet on the alternative platform.
Right.
Which brings us to the third mechanism. And honestly, this is the one that really changes the game.
It's the most alarming one.
The guide calls it Google AI mode. It's an experimental interface right now, but they make it very clear this is destined to become the future default.
It is the ultimate realization of the enclosed ecosystem.
Yeah.
Unlike the AI overviews that currently sit at the top of a regular page of blue links, AI mode removes the links almost entirely.
It's gone.
It transforms search from a retrieval task into a purely conversational task.
And the numbers they track for this experimental mode are wild. A 93% zero-click rate.
Yep.
75% of users never even leave the interface at all.
Because there's no incentive to leave. When this becomes the default experience across the board,
and they are pushing for it,
and Google has heavily signaled that conversational search is the end goal,
yeah,
the traffic declines we are seeing right now are going to accelerate at a pace most organizations are completely unprepared for.
It's terrifying.
You are no longer competing against 10 other blue links. You are competing against an omniscient chatbot that refuses to let the user go.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because the Technigian guide doesn't just lay out this terrifying reality and leave us without hope.
No, they provide a roadmap.
They pivot into a battle plan, outlining 7 specific survival strategies. And the foundation of all of this requires a totally new mindset. We have to stop relying purely on traditional SEO and pivot to AEO.
Answer engine optimization.
Exactly. Answer engine optimization.
That is the critical pivot. Traditional SEO was about proving to an algorithm that your page was the most relevant result for a specific query. AEO is about structuring your information so perfectly and building such irrefutable authority that a large language model inevitably chooses your specific data points to synthesize into its final answer.
You want to be the source.
You are optimizing for extraction, not just ranking.
Let's look at how we actually do that.
Mm.
Strategy one is implementing schema markup on everything.
Mm.
Now, the guide describes schema as the language of AI, which I love. It's essentially giving the LLM a cheat sheet, right?
Exactly. Large language models are incredibly powerful at parsing unstructured text, but it still requires computational effort to figure out context.
Like, what am I looking at?
Right. Is this string of numbers a price, a phone number, or a part number?
Got it.
Schema markup uses structured data, typically JSON-LD, to put highly specific machine-readable labels on every single element.
So you're spelling it out for them.
You are directly handing the AI the exact data it needs in its native language, completely removing the friction of interpretation.
And the results speak for themselves. The guide notes that implementing proper schema jumps AI response quality from 16% all the way up to 54%.
Huge improvement.
And if you're an e-commerce brand, products with complete schema markup are 4.2 times more likely to appear in AI-generated recommendations. You're literally fast-tracking your way into the citation.
Because AI models are inherently lazy.
Really?
Yes. They will default to the data that is easiest to parse and verify. If your competitor has unstructured text and you have flawlessly executed product or local business schema, the AI is going to pull from you.
Which flows perfectly into strategies 2 and 3, content architecture and authorship.
Virtual strategies.
If we're looking at how to actually restructure a site for this, the big takeaway here is shifting to answer first content. The guide recommends giving the answer immediately in crisp 40 to 60 word chunks right under the heading.
Yes, you have to invert the traditional publishing model.
How so?
We used to write long, meandering introductions to keep users on the page longer for ad impressions or engagement metrics.
Oh, the recipe blog style.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In an AEO world, the AI crawler wants the definitive answer immediately. By structuring your core insights into concise 40 to 60 word blocks, you are serving up exactly the format the LLM wants to extract and display in an overview.
But it's not just about how you write it, it's about who writes it. Strategy 3 explicitly states that anonymous content is dead. You need named expert authorship.
You absolutely do.
How does this tie into the way these AI models actually weigh information?
It all comes back to trust and avoiding hallucination. AI models are under massive scrutiny right now for presenting inaccurate information.
You're like making things up.
To combat this, they rely heavily on the EEAT framework.
That's experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
Correct. In 2026, an anonymous blog post written by admin or a generic brand voice carries zero weight.
None at all.
If a piece of content isn't attached to a verifiable human being with real credentials, a digital footprint, published work, and demonstrable experience, the AI simply won't trust it enough to cite it.
It's too risky for the model.
You have to prove to the machine that a qualified expert stands behind the data.
Because getting cited by that machine is the entire game now. That's strategy 4, optimizing for citation.
Yes.
Being cited in an AI overview is the new equivalent of ranking number 1.
What's fascinating here is that the paradigm has fundamentally shifted from how many clicks did I get to how many times was I cited as the source of truth.
Right.
Because even with a massive zero click rate, the users who do want to verify the information or dive deeper are clicking those verified citation links.
And the data supports that behavior. Brands that are cited in AI overviews earn 35% more organic clicks and 91% more paid clicks than competitors who aren't cited.
It's a massive advantage.
The AI is essentially giving you a massive objective trust endorsement right in front of the customer.
Exactly. But to earn that citation, you have to provide things the AI cannot easily guess or scrape from Wikipedia.
So no generic filler.
You need unique data, original research, proprietary insights. You have to be the primary source, not just a synthesizer of other people's work.
Because the AI is already the ultimate synthesizer.
If you are just summarizing common knowledge, you are obsolete.
Now, strategy 5 feels like a bit of a secret weapon, especially for brick and mortar businesses. It's about dominating local search.
This is a great workaround.
The guide points out a massive loophole. Right now, only 7.9% of local searches trigger AI overviews. So local search is highly protected for the moment.
It is a brilliant tactical play for the current landscape.
Why does it work so well?
Large language models are designed to give broad, generally applicable answers. When a user asks a highly specific, geographically constrained question, the AI's confidence drops.
Yeah, it gets nervous.
It doesn't want to risk giving an inaccurate local recommendation, so it defaults back to traditional localized search results or the map pack.
And the Technigian guide gives really specific examples for their region in Orange County.
They do.
They advise creating hyperlocal, zip code-specific content. They specifically mentioned targeting Costa Mesa, 92626, Anaheim 92806, and Long Beach 90802.
Very specific.
Getting incredibly granular with your local geography actually confuses the generic AI and protects your business.
By fortifying your local SEO and mapping your content to precise geographic coordinates and zip codes, you are exploiting a current weakness in the AI's confidence architecture.
I love that. Exploit the weakness.
It keeps your traffic relatively safe and flowing while you build out your broader answer engine optimization infrastructure in the background. It buys you time.
That brings us to the final two strategies, 6 and 7, which are all about diversification and building unreplicable experiences. We obviously have to move beyond just relying on Google. We're talking about leaning into YouTube and owned email lists.
The push toward YouTube is highly strategic.
That's a video.
Because video content is heavily cited by AI models, yet much harder for them to perfectly synthesize without losing the nuance of the visual demonstration.
Right.
And email, of course, remains the ultimate hedge because you actually own the distribution channel. You aren't renting access to your audience from an algorithm.
But strategy 7 is really the holy grail here.
Yeah.
Creating things AI simply cannot summarize. We're talking about shifting from static information to interactive utility.
This is where businesses can truly build a moat around their digital presence.
Like what kind of things?
An AI can read your 2,000-word white paper and summarize it into 3 bullet points in a millisecond, completely removing the need for the user to visit your site.
Right, we've established that.
But an AI cannot replicate the utility of a dynamic ROI calculator.
Oh, true.
It cannot replicate a 3D product configurator, or a secure customer portal, or a thriving gated community forum. These are formats that force direct engagement.
Right. If a user wants the value of that calculator, they have absolutely no choice but to visit your website and interact with the tool.
Exactly. You are shifting your value proposition. Information has been commoditized by AI.
But utility has not.
Utility has not.
So after reading all these strategies, the natural question is, how do you actually execute this? How do the authors of this guide, Technigian, approach this for their clients? Because this sounds incredibly complex.
It requires a completely different mindset.
The guide explains that they act more like an engineering room than a traditional marketing agency. They call it their infrastructure for growth.
And that technical focus is what separates surviving from disappearing in this landscape.
Yeah.
Traditional marketing agencies are still playing the 2023 game, pitching you on writing generic blog posts and building outdated backlinks.
Right.
The Technigian approach recognizes that AEO is a deeply technical endeavor. For example, they focus heavily on AI citation monitoring.
What does that actually look like in practice? Because traditional tools just track rankings.
Right. Traditional tools like Ahrefs or SEMrush track where your blue link appears on a page. AI citation monitoring requires a totally different infrastructure.
To track the AI models directly.
Yes, to track where your brand or your data is being injected into the LLM's conversational outputs across Google, ChatGPT, and Perplexity, you have to monitor the AI's hallucinations about your brand.
That is wild.
Furthermore, Technigian engineers your core web vitals and your site architecture specifically for AI crawlers.
Because speed matters to the bot.
LLMs allocate a certain crawl budget to your site. If your technical foundation is bloated or slow, the crawler bounces before it indexes your critical data.
Wow.
They are essentially building the flawless technical plumbing that allows the AI to discover, parse, and trust your business without friction.
So what does this all mean? When we boil down everything we've just talked about from this Technigian guide, the core takeaway for you is this. SEO isn't dead, but relying on it alone absolutely is.
100%.
You can't just throw keywords on a page and hope for the best anymore. As a business owner, you have to layer answer engine optimization on top of your existing foundation. You have to speak the precise language of the machine so the machine speaks highly of you to your customers.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the businesses that are going to thrive in 2026 and beyond are not the ones trying to fight AI.
Right.
And they certainly aren't the ones trying to trick it. They are the ones adapting their digital infrastructure right now.
Changing the plumbing.
They are transforming their websites from simple static brochures into highly structured, machine-readable data hubs. Your goal is no longer just to be the first blue link. Your goal is to ensure your business remains visible, frequently cited, and utterly essential inside the AI answers themselves.
It's a wild new world, and adapting fast is the only way forward. But before we wrap up today, we want to leave you with one final thought to mull over.
This raises an important question when we look at the logical conclusion of Strategy 7, creating experiences AI can't replicate.
Right, the tools and portals.
If AI continues to scrape and summarize all written content without sending any meaningful traffic or revenue back to the creators, businesses are simply going to stop publishing free informational articles.
They'd have to.
Instead, they will lock all their expertise and value behind private portals, interactive tools, and paywalls to protect it.
Which changes everything.
It does. And if that happens, how will the open informational internet as we know it survive? Mm. And perhaps more ironically, what will the AI models of tomorrow actually train on if humans simply stop publishing new open text today?
Wow, that is a heavy question and a perfect place to leave it. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep questioning the shifting digital landscape, keep adapting, and we'll see you next time.